It may be freezing outside, it is January, and winter has finally reached the shores of the UK, even as low down as London, the south of England. That is, well, is it normally warmer than the north? Yes, of course it is. But nothing could keep me warmer and more excited than a great cup of coffee. And I don't describe coffee as a great cup of coffee easily. And why am I doing north and south divide of the UK? Because I've got in my very hands a coffee roasted in Leeds in the north of England by North Star Coffee Roasters. A delightful couple, Alex and Holly. And Holly used to work for Falcon, and her fiancé, or rather married already now, Alex, have set up North Star Coffee Roasters in Leeds, and they are doing an amazing job. So, I've heard about them, I met them, I knew Holly through Falcon for a while, but this is the very first time that I'm actually drinking a coffee roasted by Alex. They have recently acquired a new roaster. I believe it's a Giessen and a bigger volume roaster. So they're doing really well up north in Leeds. And well, I met them at the La Mazzocco Generation in December again, December last year. And we were speaking, and it's always so interesting just to talk coffee. And so they said they want to send me a coffee. And I was delighted yesterday when first class mail, well packaged and everything, I received the Rwandan. It's a micro lot. It's called Huey Mountain. It's the lot 3645. It's one of the top of their coffees that they actually have online that they produce. And yesterday, the minute it arrived, I had to put it at least through one form of brewing. So it was in the afternoon and I brewed it on the AeroPress. This is an amazing, amazing coffee. When you grind it already, you're in for an amazing treat. The aroma that comes off, even actually before grinding it, because, well, the coffee mumbo jumbo ritual is opening a bag of freshly roasted coffee, laying it out on a kitchen towel, on a fresh, clean kitchen towel, and examining the beads. So I did the same with the Rwandan, and I must say it is beautifully evenly roasted. This is a washed coffee, so the line on the flat side of the bean just shines out at you, tells you immediately that it's a washed coffee. Not that you actually have to be as skillful as that to make up your own mind. Together with the coffee comes a beautiful little card. It's like a postcard size card, and it tells you all about the coffee in the background, the location, the altitude, the preparation, which is in this case washed, the varietal, in this case a red bourbon. Very normal for Rwandan, they usually have red bourbons, and I must say I have a real penchant, a real inkling to favor the red bourbons. I love a red bourbon. It just has a red juiciness just jumping out at me. It kind of ticks all the red boxes in my senses. And so I know that when I get a red bourbon and when it's well roasted, I'm in for a treat. And this AeroPress yesterday, oh my God, it is so clean. It is so smooth. It's got amazing balance of juiciness, of sweetness. There is no hint of bitterness, no hint of smokiness, no hint of roastiness, which you sometimes get. And at the back end of a bean, sometimes, you know, it is not, depending on the how much of that roastiness comes through, it can be all right. But this coffee is clean. So clean as a whistle. It is just an amazing coffee, and it lingers forever, this kind of acidity, which in fact they describe hibiscus florals, and I will actually buy into this. Hibiscus, if you've tried hibiscus tea, it is beautiful. It has this acidity, a bit of, some people might say it's a bit sharp. It's not sharp, but that's kind of a descriptor that you might get. But what strikes me is that juiciness, and also they put as a descriptor, they put pomegranate, and pomegranate for sure as well. Only recently, and here we've got a great greengrocer from Turkey, and he's got, well, everything that you can imagine. And I often get a pomegranate, so I can also relate to pomegranate, and I would go along with that, a really ripe pomegranate. It is juicy, and it's got this, really, the balance of acidity and sweetness is what a lot of fruits are about. And coffee is a fruit. I mean, it's kind of a funny thing. It's a fruit, it's a bean, it's a seed, it's everything. And so acidity is important to leave that acidity, bring that acidity and sweetness out, especially the acidity that is related to the varietal and related to the continent or the country, so the country of origin. And a red bourbon, again, of Rwanda, a varietal which is grown in Rwanda a lot. I want to say it's probably the only varietal, but I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, this Huey Mountain coffee. So today, a day on from having received it, I've put it through the R58 dual boiler PID espresso machine, and I've just done this now. A beautiful extraction. I mean, really thick, rich, and the color again, I mean, the color is, it's got this kind of copperness about it. This is red copper color. The Guinness effect was amazing. The crema sitting on top was amazing. It's cooled down just a little bit now for me to put my lips to it. And I'm going to do this right now, live. Immediately. A beautiful, sweet, a mixture of sweetness, of acidity, a mouthfeel that is really lovely. Juiciness stays. It again, it is so, so, so clean. And if you just wait and just think and engage the senses of what's actually happening on the palate, it just sits there very nicely, very comfortably, very balanced. Acidity sometimes, so just like of prickling a little bit, but it just lingers on. So an espresso will give you pleasure for a very, very long time. So what I did 8.5 grams in about 27 seconds, which yielded like just over 32 grams. So it's not a short, it's just, it's nice. It's a very nice ratio. And it's sitting lovely. Now, I wonder if I should put milk to it as well today. I don't think I will. I'll tell you why, because I just want to stick with that espresso, have it lingering for as long as I can, stretch out those beans, and tomorrow I'll probably test it on Shirley, who loves a latte, and I'm sure the milk will also punch through that very nicely, and I'll probably have a piccolo, so just a tiny bit of milk. It's all about ratios. Where does a coffee shine? What ratios does it do well? And how versatile is the profile that the roaster has chosen for those very beans? So they don't just kind of plug a profile up in the air. They just do a few profiles first. They cup, they have a look. Where does that bean shine? What does it lend itself best? And I personally like a versatile coffee, because then you could just drink that same coffee in various brewing methods and you'll be delighted and happy however you decide to brew it. So again, a great thanks goes to North Star Coffee Roasters in Leeds, to Holly, to Alex, and the name just escapes me, of a new recruit that they have that joined their team. A thank you and a well done to the whole team of North Star. This is not the last that you'll hear me raving about North Star. And I'll just encourage you to try it. I mean, I don't know how many coffee shops here in London actually brew with any coffee from North Star, but I'm sure up north they do. And, well, you can always go on the website and actually order some as well. I would encourage you to do that. So, again, I was in for a treat, and I'm going to sign out with a lovely, lovely feeling on my palate, on my tongue. And a lovely feeling inside. Hey, that's what it's all about. Drinking coffee and feeling great.